So wetu wanti muenda, so wetu amankozi muenda, muenda po, hello, direct so wetu muenda amankozi uko.
0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga la gastoma, zipia.
Chitika, musa vindere la kware, la kware, la kware, la kware, la kware, la kware.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
Oh, 45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Lilai Shafter, 5 residents appeal for improved road network. Chief Shaivila urges Mukushi residents to safeguard their food security and maintain peace ahead of elections. In African news, Malawians are repatriated from South Africa amid xenophobia concerns. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lilai Shaft 5 area in Lusaka have expressed concern over the poor state of the road network in their community. Speaking in an interview, the residents described the roads as being in a deplorable condition, making movement difficult for both motorists and pedestrians. They said the situation worsens during the rainy season, when many roads become flooded and almost impassable, disrupting daily activities and limiting access to essential services. The residents have since appealed to aspiring Kawata parliamentary candidates to prioritize the rehabilitation and improvement of the road network once elected.
But consider what you road motor cars or Pazungo on every day.
Romanga or Natia and the Tabiramendo. Uzipuntura Tabla, Mangalo, the Atuno, my MP, the Consenda, whatever the Consere put up.
Malodi kunonongeka maningi makamaka road ya chaf 5 ya pakati pakati road inafira ni miara cheka eka mamotoka yakange wanopita murodi vayangu yakange wanofika kuno kwa mentiriri kulira
mukakani ya road chaga chikonzereko number 1 bichikunkara pano mbwanchi kuka mamotoka especially time ya lens season awe ni mankati ni maputo chabe road
manga yana manzi
manzi mankara manzi manzi
And in a related development, residents of Shantumbu in Lusaka have praised the government for the ongoing road construction project in the area. Speaking during an inspection by Road Development Agency officials, Civic Leader Kennedy Simbotwe said the project is a long-awaited development that will improve the lives of local people. Mr. Simbotwe said residents have endured years of dust from unpaved road, which affected their health and made travel difficult, especially for school-going children. He also welcomed the construction of an additional borehole near Shantumbu Market, saying it will improve access to water for traders and the surrounding community.
That's the position for the community here in Shantumbu, kids going to school, you know. suffering from the dust. Even right now, as I speak, I'm also having a flu as a result of the dust that we're experiencing there. But we know it's temporal. So the community is excited and we're very happy that the government has really come to the aid of the Shantumbu people. And with the new dimension that has been mentioned, that is four homes, that is very, very important. Because at our market, at Shantumbu market, we are just having one of the four homes, we're very close to the main road. And we're happy that through this project, another four homes actually has been. So we're talking about that.
Meanwhile, the Road Development Agency says works have progressed to about 2.5 kilometers and are expected to improve transportation, accessibility and economic activity in the area once completed. His Royal Highness Chief Shaivila has urged residents of Mokushi District to prioritize household food security by ensuring they do not sell all their agricultural produce. Speaking in an interview, the traditional leader advised our farmers to keep enough food for their families and only sell surplus produce to avoid food shortages at household level. Chief Shaivila also appealed to residents to uphold peace and unity as the country prepares for the forthcoming elections. He called on community members to respect differing political views and conduct themselves peacefully in order to maintain harmony and stability in the district.
Mutemwane, ekono rubudi, ekono kuruwa tuliva nankazi. Wonte tule rombela pieta mono kusara toka sale mwina mwumusele na.
The Zambia National Education Coalition ZANEC has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's assent to the Free Education Bill of 2026, describing it as a historic milestone in expanding access to education across the country. ZANEC Vice Board Chairperson Victoria Mbandu says the law guarantees a free education from early childhood development through secondary school and strengthens lifelong learning opportunities. Mrs. Mbandu notes that since the introduction of the free education policy in 2022, Zambia has recorded increased school enrollment and retention, especially among vulnerable children. However, she has urged government to strengthen the right to education through constitutional protection, increase school grant allocations, invest more in infrastructure and teacher recruitment, and explore sustainable funding mechanisms to support a free education.
The signing of the registration provides greater assurances that these gains will be protected and sustained. While commending the enactment of the Education Amendment Act 2026, ZANEC calls on the government to 1. Further strengthen the right to education by including free education bill of rights to provide education protection for early learners. 2. The coalition also urges government to increase school grant allocation adequately supports the growing learner population with special consideration for learners with disabilities and special education needs.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximum. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate.
50 kg chihuahua 170, 50 kg repu 130.